You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's your sis, Alessandra, and today we have a very special guest joining us. It's Rudy. You may know her from The Bachelor's Listen to Your Heart or just from her amazing music. I know I'm obsessed. I think you probably are too. We're chatting about her recent singles, upcoming projects, and all of the tea about her season on the show, including where her friendship stands with Matt. This is an exclusive Friday feature.
Exclusive updates and interviews with Alessandra G.
Hey, Rudy, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, you know, surviving this coronavirus for now. How are things by you with all this madness?
I was home in Texas for the majority of it. I literally just got back to LA about a couple weeks ago, and it feels nice to kind of somewhat feel like normal life again. I mean, it's definitely not normal at all, but it's just, like I said, I was home for so long and I love being home with my family. I just, you know, no one was doing anything. So it was kind of got me in and out of funks, but doing better out in LA. Just found a new place that I'm moving into with a new roommate. Oh, actually Julia, another girl from the show. Anyway, we are moving in together in a couple weeks, and I'm super, super excited about it. But yeah, surviving like all of us are trying to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you and Julia are moving in together. That's going to be fantastic. Are you planning on doing any collaborating potentially with her, or is it just a really good friendship and now you guys are going to be roommates?
Yeah, we're going to be collabing in like different ways. I think musically we're very different, so probably not anything like that, but we are like, she's literally has become one of my best friends, and like we both love to dance and like do TikToks, and so yeah, once we're living together we are definitely going to be doing a lot of fun stuff like that. So
very cool. Now we have to talk about Listen to Your Heart and your experience on that show. Talk a little bit about your expectations going in, because I think all of us were like, The Bachelor, music, like what the hell, what is this going to be? And then we tune in and we're like, oh shit, these people are so talented. Now they're developing feelings for each other. It is the chaos we all wanted. And I was like, oh my God, I am loving this. You know, I love The Bachelor, but I was like, is this going to be a weird combo that I don't want to see every week? But then after the first episode, I was like, okay, every single Monday I am tuning in and I am so invested in this. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Honestly, expectation wise, I had absolutely none. I've been in this industry for way too long. Honestly, I feel like I had more expectations with like meeting someone. I was like, I feel like I could, the music thing was just kind of like a plus, like, oh, that could be cool. But I really just kind of set them so low because I didn't want to be disappointed. And like I said, especially in this industry, it's just like, I'm always disappointed. So I went in very open-minded and just like ready for whatever. But did not expect for what happened to happen. So, you know, it was good, but I literally went in super blindly. And it all wound up being a great thing for me. So super, super grateful for that.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously you're on the show, you have to find a match to make music with. You and Matt get together and, you know, you start working together, collaborating, and then you guys perform Shallow together. And I'm pretty sure the whole world just stopped because we were all like, holy crap, this is kind of sort of better than the original. Don't repeat that, anyone. But like, what the hell? Like, it was so good. I was like, I got to look this up on YouTube. Can these people freaking release it on Spotify? Like, oh my God, it was so good. So after that performance, were you thinking like, this may actually work? Like, we can make music together. Was there like that chemistry that we all watched? Were you guys also feeling that musically?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was. And I, you know, even though we had that like little bump right before, after that performance, I was just like super happy. And that was what was kind of confusing, was every time me and Matt went on stage together, I was like, I would fall so much harder for him, just because it was like, the chemistry on stage with him was like unreal. Yeah, so after that performance, I'm like, even though he just, you know, he didn't say that he was falling for me back, maybe he is now, because I'm an idiot. So yeah, definitely, like I said, it was just weird performing and then falling back into that, because on stage we just, we are magic together. So yeah, part of me definitely thought like, this has to be a thing. Like, what? We're stupid if it's not, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think all of us watching were like, come on, come on, come on. Like, it was like playing craps or something. Right. I was like, I needed it to work. Like, I was like, come on, like roll the freaking dice. Let's go. What's going on here? And I mean, it was great. Even though, you know, what happened, I think that the music and everything that we all watched play out, I think all the viewers were blown away. And it kind of like got me a little bit at the end, because, you know, obviously you guys were like, we're going home, peace out. And I know me and my family were watching the damn show, like, no, just stay on and sing the damn songs together. Come on. And I was like, they totally could have like swept this competition. When you left the show, were you thinking like, damn, maybe we should have just performed together? Or were you like, I'm happy I got out of that mess, like that was too toxic for me?
I was thinking that we could just perform and be like, because my mentality was just like, look, we don't have to be in love. Like, we like each other. I knew that he cared about me, you know, and I think he was just so scared and thought that like we had to like get married or some crazy shit was gonna have to go down, and it was scaring him. But like, they didn't show part of it, but I told him, like, well, let's just, we don't, I said it actually, I was like, we don't fake anything. Like, let's just go be us, go perform, and whatever happens, happens. If they want to pick a couple that is more quote unquote in love, then they can do that. But at the very least, like, let's go have fun and do what we do best and go perform. And he was just kind of like, I can't, like, I can't do it. So I was like, you know what, I'm not going to force him to stay. And I obviously didn't, and I understood too, and you know, it was shitty, but especially watching it back also, it was like, oh, like I had a little bit of time to get over it, and then watching it back, I was like, god damn, we should have just stayed and sang the damn songs. But it's, and I know he definitely regrets it too now. It is what it is, it's all good.
Yeah, and you know, 100%. Now you're releasing your own music. It was like, damn, the show ends. Everyone's like, oh, are these people gonna like take a year or two to release music? And you start releasing singles. People are like, wow, this is actually great. I'm loving the music. More fans are coming along because they have people that were watching the show that were like, hey, this girl was really great. You got to listen to her music. And how has the response been since the show wrapped and you have been dropping original tracks?
It's been amazing, honestly. It's just so crazy to like have people, like my favorite thing about having my own music out there is that I get to see people cover my music. And it's just honestly the craziest thing that people learn my lyrics and learn my songs on guitar, piano, and they sing it and send it to me. And it's just like a very incredible, overwhelming thing, that like in the best way, you know. And it's just the support has been amazing. And, you know, I know I have some fans that like are sad that me and Matt aren't together and they kind of left. But the fans that I do have, like the main core fans that I do have, are like so freaking amazing, and their support is just like unreal, and I'm just so appreciative and grateful for all of them.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely see them on like Twitter. They're always responding to your tweets and they're like, oh my god, this song's great. Yeah. I think it's fantastic that they're sticking around, because we all really enjoyed the music with the couples together, but then separately everyone was still amazing. So I don't know, I think that's kind of disappointing that people are like, oh, if they're not together anymore, like then I'm out.
It is silly, but it's also like, I mean, I get it. I guess people watch the show hoping for, you know, people to stay in love, and I that's all good.
100%. So you released your single recently, one of them, Stupid Boy. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind that track. I think we're all like, this sounds familiar, but I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. So I think it was around episode 5 that I was just like watching the show, getting so fed up with him. And I was talking to my friend and I was like, dude, he's so stupid. Like, I just hate men. They're all stupid. And like, I was just very bitter. And like, it's like I said, watching the show back and just being like, oh my God, what the hell, this is like embarrassing. And like, I was just very upset. So she was like, well, let's write a song. And I was like, all right. She was like, let's call it Stupid Boy. And we wrote it with the stupid boy that I was dealing with at the time, which was Matt. So that's pretty much how it started. And then I stopped writing it for a little bit. And then we like really like broke it off. Then I finished it after we broke it off. I released it. And he was like, wow, that's like really cold. I called him just to like warn him. I didn't want him to just see like a song called Stupid Boy being played and like posted on my Instagram, and him just, I felt like it was the right thing to do, to just be like, yo, by the way, I did write a song about you. It is called Stupid Boy. I am releasing it. So just so you're not, you know, blindsided. And I like played it a little bit for him, and he was like, oh my gosh, are you really going to release this? And I was like, yep, I'm gonna. He was like, well, whatever. I mean, can't do anything about it. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
That is so funny, but honestly, good for you for being like, hey, here's the heads up, but you know what? It's coming out whether you like it or not. And, the people are going to enjoy it. And of course, I think everyone is listening to that, not only thinking about your scenario and what they saw play out on TV, but also, you know, their experience with the stupid boy and just men in general being dumb. My roommate and I always have this conversation where we go, what would a day be like without men? Just one day. And so I think everyone is just like loving that track and thinking about like that right. One or a hundredth time that they were like, this boy is so stupid and I hate men. It resonated with so many people. Yeah. And so I really think that momentum is going to go into the other tracks you're releasing. And speaking of, are you working on like a larger project, like an EP or something that fans can look forward to? Or are you right now just focusing on like pushing out a few singles?
I am going to release one more single before the end of the year. And it's called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And I love it, actually. I posted a little bit on my Instagram. I got a really, really great reaction. And I wound up finishing it. And that's going to be my last release of the year. But I do have 4 or 5 songs that I'm very, very excited about and will be releasing an EP in 2021. So definitely looking forward to that. Super excited about releasing this next song because I think, like I said, they already loved it and I finished it. It sounds amazing. So
for sure. Well, that's super exciting. I know that everyone is going to be very happy to hear the studio version. You have that coming up, EP, hopefully 2021. That's a lot of exciting news and things for them to look forward to. But I do want to talk a little bit about the newer fans. So there are people that didn't tune into the show, but stumbled on your music maybe on like Discover Weekly on Spotify, or they were recommended to it by a friend and they're like, oh my God, these 3 tracks that she has out right now are amazing. I love it. I want to know more about Rudy. What would you want them to know about you and the music that you're creating?
I think I like that question. Just that I am going to be as real and like raw as possible. I try and like write. I feel like for a long time, I try to just write very like stuff that I thought people would like. And the EP that I'm working on is just super raw, super real. I'm trying to just like dig really deep into my soul, the depth of my soul, and just write exactly how I feel and not really worry about if it's going to be, if it's mainstream enough or, you know. And that's another issue too, is I do stuff on my Instagram and people like it and they want that specific version. Like, I'm doing what I want to do. It's going to be 100% true to who I am as a person and as an artist. And yeah, I hope people can resonate with that. I think that's the main thing. And with why people liked me on the show was because I was just myself, and that really helped me realize, like, yo, if I can be myself and this many people love me for maybe being a little crazy, jealous, you know, all the things, like, they can love me for that, then they can love me for that as a musician also. So that really helped.
That's awesome. And I know that that's why a lot of people for sure resonated with you on the show when you take away the music aspect. And I talk about this a lot in, like, my reality chat segments is that a lot of people go on the Bachelor franchise show or shows and they're, like, completely fake or in it for the wrong reasons. And it just shines through. And yeah, they're going to have their supporters, but the majority of the viewers watching are like, dude, what the hell is this person doing right now? And you want to just watch it and be like, hey, that's like me, or like, oh my God, my friend would totally do that. And I think the thing was, like, you were completely real on the show and you were like, hey, like, yeah, I may be a little jealous, but who isn't? Like, at least you were, you know, showing your true emotions and doing everything the way you wanted it to. So a lot of viewers, I think, were like, okay, this girl is cool. And, like, we're all probably a little emotional or crazy in one aspect or another. But it was kind of refreshing to see someone just be genuine and wear their heart on their sleeve and be like, this is life. So yeah, 100%, I agree with you there. I just think, like, a lot of people were like, this girl is literally me.
Yeah. No, I got the amount of DMs that were like, oh my God, like, I would have said that, or this is, you know, how I would have handled it, and go girl. Like, they were just like very, because it was like you said, that's something that they would have done or how they would have reacted. And I was so nervous, literally, because I was like, you know what, I thought I was going to be the villain of the show, because I was like, I'm going to put my heart out there. I'm going to be real. I'm going to, you know, and these editors can do whatever they want with it. Or the people can take it in a bad way. Like, you never know how you're going to be, you know, perceived. And so I was definitely very, very nervous about it. Also, 100% expecting to be, like, you know, the person that no one liked on the show. It all worked out. But I also didn't want to go in there and be like, I'm not going to be real. So I'm glad I did that, got the response that I did. And now I can be a real artist, and hopefully people will like it as much as they like me on the show.
100%. And I'm so glad that they made that spinoff, because I don't know, are you a fan of The Bachelor in general, or do you watch the show?
Yes, I love the show.
Okay, so you definitely know those people that go on and they're like, I, you know, I'm kind of a musician myself, and they're like plugging it in everywhere. And I'm like, Jed Wyatt, please sit down. Like, we do not want to hear you playing the damn guitar before you're going to propose. Sit down, sir. So I'm just like, yeah, I was super happy they did the spinoff. Jesus Christ, thank you. Because, I mean, a lot of people want to find love, but also they want to just get on the show, find love. And, you know, obviously everyone's got their talent. They wanted to, you know, use the platform. But this was like, you don't have to be fake and pretend you want love. Right. You can have it all. I really enjoyed the show's concept. And speaking of, you know, you mentioned, like, the editing, and there's different characters and the villains, and obviously that goes into the normal franchise and the show. Do you still stay in contact with anyone from the show besides Julia, or are you kind of like, yeah, they're cool people, but that's it?
I'm really good friends with Jamie also, and me and Matt are really close, and we, you know, had our little ups and downs, but we are still good friends. So yeah, that's about it. I mean, I talk, you know, to random people every now and then if they send me, like, a message or something, but really those three people are the main friends that I took from that show.
Awesome. Because definitely I think a lot of people are like, oh, I wonder if, you know, they're still in, you know, contact, or will collaborate in the future. But I mean, going forward, I think that, you know, there are so many talented people in this industry, and it only makes sense to branch out. Mm-hmm. So in terms of collaborations, is there someone you would like to work with, either, like, songwriting wise, or even, like, a duet or feature or anything like that?
Yeah, I would love to write with Julia Michaels. I think she is such an insane writer. Or even just have her write a song for me. I'm like, can you just write a hit song for me? That would be great. Thank you. But, like, a feature, I always say, like, a Russ, because I'm, like, more pop R&B, so if I could get, like, a sexy rapper on one of my tracks, that would be, I actually just did a song that has a rapper feature on it. He's really, really good. I'm not going to give it away yet, but that will be on my EP also. I'm super, super excited about it. But yeah, and also I am, now that I'm back in LA and me and Matt are in the same place, we are and have been working on music together. So that is another exciting thing that I'm ready to show, to give to the world.
Wow. So I was not expecting to hear that, but that is very exciting. And, you know, I think that you guys are going to create some awesome stuff, because just hearing the covers, I'm like on the show, blown away. And then we're all thinking, you know, we love the music separately. You know, he's got his band, you have your music. Coming together now, it's just going to be double the success and excitement. So I'm pumped about that. I'd love to hear, you know, a duet or something with Julia Michaels. I have spoken to her in the past, and I'll tell you, she is, you know, the hit maker behind so many tracks. And I think that would be an amazing experience. So that's really cool to hear. Definitely want to chat a little bit about, you know, once the pandemic ends, would you like to be on tour, or do you see yourself touring the EP?
Oh my gosh, 100%. I think that's why I waited a minute to, you know, think about dropping an EP. So I'm hoping that the world will open up soon and I can do that, because performing is by far my favorite part of what I do, other than writing. I love writing. But performing is just a whole different level for me. So, oh my gosh, if I could drop my EP and go on a little mini tour, that would be the dream. And like I said, performing with Matt also is so much fun. And we've talked about like doing when we can, just doing little shows together. And, you know, if I'm performing, just have him up for a song or vice versa. And that is the dream. That is the goal. So this pandemic needs to end so this can happen.
Hell yeah. I mean, I think everyone would love to see you guys perform live. And I think that's what we were all thinking watching the show, was like, damn it, like this pandemic ruined our chances to see these humans go on a tour. Because I was thinking the show will wrap, maybe they'll say, you know, the top four couples, you know, we'll do like a mini tour in the biggest cities. Right. And then I was like, oh my God, this freaking thing isn't going to end anytime soon. But not for the Matt and Rudy fans, because there may be something in the works. That's great to hear. And, you know, if you guys had the chance to open up for someone, do you have anyone on your list that you were like, yes, damn, this would be really cool if I was the opener for like X headliner?
For me and him, I do not know what we would do. I mean, maybe like a Daniel Caesar type thing, or someone a little bit more like acoustic, like vibey R&B feel, because that's kind of what we're doing at the moment. But yeah, for me, anyone who is good. My girlfriend, one of my best friends, her name's Kiana Lede, and she's incredible. And it's weird that she's like one of my friends, because I don't like see her as an artist, but like I listen to her like I don't know her. It's so weird. But to open up for someone like her, or her, H-E-R, anyone R&B can put on a hell of a good show, I'm so down for.
Oh yeah, that would be crazy to open up for her. It's so weird to like talk about her on audio or anything, because it's like people are like, oh, who do they mean? And it's like the artist, her, not just her like a random, but her. But yeah, I love her music. Oh my God, she's incredible. And I feel like a collaboration between you two would also be really cool. So I mean,
oh my God,
that's definitely something. I mean, I love listening to her perform, just her and a guitar. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're wild.
Exactly.
Some great goals and aspirations. So hopefully everyone can stick around for that. And something I do want to just finish out with before we get to our final question is, this episode will drop in a few days, but tonight we have a very special viewing that I think a lot of fans of yours and the show are going to be tuning into, The Bachelorette. Now, this is going to be one crazy season, and I want to know what you think of all of the promo footage that they have shown, and, you know, anything you've seen on Twitter, Claire then turning into Tayshia being The Bachelorette. What are your thoughts on this season? Because I know people are definitely like, I want to hear what Rudy thinks about this madness.
I am honestly so excited about it. The more madness, the better in my eyes. I love some drama. So yeah, I'm very confused and I'm very excited to see how it's all going to play out because I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Me and my girlfriend, me and Juliet are going to be watching it tonight together. So drinking some wine, getting all the juice and the tea and the drama. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, plenty of tea there. I cannot wait. We're going to have to just stick around and see what happens. But I know from episode one, the shit show is about to start. So you guys have to post your reactions or something on like Instagram stories because I'm dying to see what the other, you know, previous contestants of the shows and the spinoffs are going to have to say. I think it's definitely going to be different than anything we've seen before. And I'm starting to believe it may be the most dramatic season yet at Chris Harrison.
I honestly don't ever believe him, but I'm actually agreeing with you. I think it might be the one, the most dramatic one.
I know. I think so too. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I am tuning in. I gotta get the wine. I have to just sit down and settle myself because this man may be telling the truth for once in almost two decades. So, I mean, it's going to be crazy. I know so many people are going to tune in and they'd love to hear your thoughts. So that's amazing. And the one final question I have to wrap it up is for fans of Rudy who are loving, you know, just following you on socials and they're gearing up for some new releases. Is there anything else they can look forward to or that you can tease, like any visuals, music videos, behind the scenes content? What can they look forward to or should they be keeping their eye out for?
They should be keeping an eye out for a little cute montage that Matt made. It's actually very adorable. And we're dropping it on our Instagram very soon. It's just like all of our moments. And basically just because we've been off the map for so long, like we're coming back. And he made this like really cute video. And that's not a music video or anything, but it is going to be really cute to watch. Also kind of cringy, but it's okay. And like I said, my new release dropping, not too sure when, but we only have a couple more months left in this year. And it will definitely be out before 2021. So yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I know they're definitely going to be tuning in for that. That's amazing. Can't wait to watch that montage. I love cringy moments, so I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye out for that, and I know everyone else will be too. But I want to thank you so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. We really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me and, you know, let viewers know what you've been up to recently and what's to come. It's been a lot of fun, and I want to definitely thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun. You're hilarious. So I always appreciate someone who's not boring, and I had a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Huge, huge thank you, as always, to our guest, Rudy, for taking the time to chat with me on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I'm a huge fan of her music, and if you have yet to hear her new singles or music in general, you have to check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, all of those streaming platforms. It's all on there. All of her socials and information is linked in the description of this episode. Thank you to everyone for tuning in and for your support. And remember, I have one very important message for you all. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.